This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know what it is? Random Order Show, episode 160, man. It's your boy. I'm in the house, man. Jay Richards, man. I'm in the building. Hey, man, all day. Eat baby tray all day.
Yeah, I drooled a little bit on my shirt because what baby does.
Our baby of me. Me, Shell, Sebastian in the building all day.
Yes, sir. What's good, everybody? Welcome back.
What a wholesome episode we've prepared for the people, man. We touched on all the hard-hitting, important topics.
Pouring water on your dog's nuts.
Sheldon's new puppy. Training puppies. We talked about games a lot, honestly. Sweating your headphones out. And, of course, man, flipping a coin for 50 M's. Listen, y'all know what y'all need to do, man. Get on down there and interact with the video, man. Thumbs up. Comments. We love it all. Drop a red hot. Wholesome review. Let the people know, man. Amen. Listen, enjoy this episode.
Liz.
The bean is on me.
Yo. Yo. The headphones are at my house. Call off the search party. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Amazing. Best thing to do, you don't have it. I didn't do it. I fear.
All right now.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know. I feel. Y'all too fucking kind, bro. I say
appreciate
this. Cool,
that. Appreciate that. Yep.
I feel growing up with siblings, it pushed me to a scared point in my life where if something goes missing, my first thing is I don't have it.
Defense.
I ain't got it.
That's your insurance.
I ain't got it.
Wait, you was getting like blamed and shit for like having it?
The question's up in the
question's
air.
Question's in the air, bro. Right. There's four of us.
But you just feel like you need to get away from this.
I ain't got it, bro.
Last place I had was you, man. Yeah, I saw you with it.
I ain't doing
that's your insurance because if you find it, it's all good. Oh, yeah. Okay. Ooh. Oh, shit. My bad. I thought, yeah, it's all good.
I remember why I put it there. Yeah. Yeah. That was
they don't find it, nigga. Even if you did it. Y'all remember when I said I didn't do it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Just give you some more. So the next time something go missing, he'll be like, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He didn't touch that remote.
So two headphones missing. We're looking for it. We're scrambling.
Yeah.
We're doing international calls. To check on the whereabouts of these headphones.
Yeah.
Video calling.
Video calling with instructions. Clear instructions.
Thank you. I got to get instructions. You know?
Yeah.
You made somebody stand up in Canada, walk around.
Who made somebody?
I did.
Yes. Yeah.
Shout out to my baby girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I was getting a little frustrated. She couldn't open the suitcase. I was like, you don't know.
Yeah,
she got it. I stay calm. I patted myself on the back in that moment. I stay calm.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like playing or watching someone play a game, and you know what the fuck to do, and they're just
exactly.
Come on, man.
Go to the door. Press square.
Thank you.
Come on.
Yeah.
But you got headphones at your house.
Yeah.
Nah,
because
niggas was like coming at me. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Once it started to eliminate, like I didn't have. We do not have it here. Sheldon, the only other person that could have it is Sheldon.
Yeah.
Trevon says it's not at his crib.
Yeah.
Y'all
we realize it's not at Sheldon's.
The thing
and
is,
he's like, "Oh yeah, nigga, you know what? I got this shit."
Honesty, bro. The thing is,
that shit made you remember.
Yeah, it made me. The thing is, like, I don't even know if it's there, but I know if you don't have it and you don't have it, I gotta have it,
right?
Type shit.
I hope so. Yeah,
I remember the last time when we came back from Toronto because we're traveling. I remember the last time we came back, the baggage. Got rearranged.
Yep.
And it had thrown me off right there.
Little bag shuffle.
It had thrown me off right there. But the headphones are secured. I got them.
Yep.
I'll bring them tomorrow.
I'll let y'all know.
Yeah. Check your text, man.
Let me know. Man, there's nothing like losing something.
Man.
Can't find it.
Stressful.
Bro, passport.
Oh.
Wallet doesn't happen to me too much.
Oh.
I don't know. I got to say. I'll be losing my wallet.
I'll be losing my wallet. Last time I lost my wallet was third grade.
All right now, brothers. Yeah. Yeah. All right now, brothers.
Yeah. I'm pretty. I got clean. I don't think I've ever. I may misplace.
Yeah, I lost my wallet the other day.
The other day,
my Apple ID wallet.
Ay ay ay.
Lost, gone.
Damn.
That one hurt me. That one hurt me. Three card slot. Said my iPhone said last seen at a fucking park. I said,
"Oh shit!"
That shit goodbye.
Yeah,
and don't keep tracking it.
No, not after it disconnects.
I don't know, man.
They gotta fix that.
It's kind of a crazy thing. I thought it would have that.
Yeah, it's like, bro, Apple wants to play too many games. It's
you gotta
like,
get the V2, huh?
Yeah, it's like go here somewhere. You left it. Mm-hmm. This is the last place, you know.
Man, you know. Shout out to Apple. Hopefully they come back around. You know,
they're gonna hit you with the V2. Yeah. They're like, oh, remember that shit that like you fucking wanted, nigga? All right, nigga, V2, we got that shit.
I'm gonna always go Apple, man. I'll tell you that much.
Sometimes V1 is a lot of money, man.
What's up?
The V1 be a lot of money sometimes.
My
goddamn AirPod Maxes are not working.
Yeah. Really?
Like one side chips out, and then the left side chips out.
You sweating
them.
You sweat it out?
I don't really sweat in them like that, bro.
You do, bro. That's what it is.
Well,
that's the only thing it could be. I ain't gonna lie. I never dropped them, none of that shit.
That's what it is. Trust me, I'm there, bro.
But I ain't even sweating them like that. Trust
me, condensation.
You're moist, bro. You're moist.
Your ears hot.
Listen to
I do the towel way, man. It's just like, man.
Yeah. Have you ever sent them in? You said he was gonna send yours in, no?
Yeah, I didn't do it. It's doing the same shit. Like, it sounds like, and you know how we sweat, man. So when I work out in those, oh my God, it's fucking disgusting.
Doing the towel wipe and shit.
Yeah, oh no, I'm gonna start doing that. I'm gonna work out with a towel on the head.
Like fucking like E.T. Raekwon.
Oh yeah.
Ghostface Killer type shit.
Fucking lifting weights, man, in the bin. But it's unfortunate still.
Yeah.
I'm looking at waterproof headphones, but it's just.
Bro,
it's
there's no straight answer, bro.
It's
I bought wired headphones, man. I went back.
Classic.
$30. I feel good. Nice.
DJ headphones and shit?
Nah, they just.
Like gym shit?
They just.
AirPods.
Just the AirPods with the wire. I just bought them back. And I love it, bro. I'm so happy I did it.
The Apple joints?
I still got those on, Apple joints.
$30. Cause it's like.
They pack good
stuff. I'm so upset. $8.99, bro.
Yeah.
$800 for a goddamn AirPod.
They're gonna hit you with the waterproof V2.
Waterproof V2 is coming soon.
Yeah, it's gonna miss me. I tell you that.
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I just like products.
Tech. No,
it's just like tech is so cool now, man. Like again, not to come back to that, like where are we coming from, tight shit. But man, back in our day,
we didn't have this.
Bro, you know what I mean? We really didn't have it. So when I hear shit, I'm just like, all right, I can block out. Like, ain't nothing like noise cancellation on a plane.
Right.
You hear how loud plane is, man.
Yeah.
You still hear the little, you know,
still hear a little bit, but yeah,
boy.
But the amount of noise that it cuts, you're like,
it's so good. I gotta cut it out sometimes. Yeah. I just need. I feel like I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Like I'm right. I need to fucking open my head up, man.
Yeah.
I can't explain.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Game changer on the iPhone is when you you got the headphones in, but you just do the accessibilities and you do the nature sounds, water sounds, just a background noise. So I just be noise cancellation on planes. Let me hear the lake.
Sit by a lake.
Wow.
Let me hear
the
lake.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, man. It's a game changer. I like it, man. You always gotta listen to music, man.
You got a new father in the building, man.
Yeah.
New dog father, man.
Yeah.
Man.
We do.
Bro, I don't know, man. I don't know if I made the right decision, man.
For real, bro.
It's tough, man. Damn. It's tough. It's a lot of work. Man, I got tapeworms right now.
Oh, man. New dog, the vet gonna hit you, man. The vet loves me. Somebody gets a new dog.
They killing me, bro. And they ask you. So they know. She said, is you a first-time pet owner? My dumb ass. Yeah. So they know.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
So they know.
Bro, they got me in there buying fucking raccoon piss vaccines.
Yeah, the rabies shot.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
there's rabies, but then there's a specific raccoon piss.
That was crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got me with that, man. I'm like, I guess it means if you're telling me about
it. They got me with the fecal test.
How much did that run?
85.
85 on the fecal test.
85.
CAD, though, not bad.
For me?
Man, because I'll get you over here for the same U.S.
Yeah, bro. right, for sure,
I'm
for sure.
I'm telling you, bro.
For sure. But nah, man, it's tough, but like, nah, I don't have any regrets yet. I'm like, damn. take it day by day, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's definitely like the hardest it's going to be right now. So I have peace of mind with that.
Sometimes it's bad though.
Yeah.
Them nights are just like, man, fuck this dog.
He's
man.
Good in the night.
Good?
He's good in the night. He's really good in the night. He sleep through the whole night.
Nice. He don't cry?
He don't cry.
Dang. Nice.
He don't cry. Yeah. And the guy told us, he was like, yeah, like day one, he'll probably be quiet. And then after that, the next he's gonna be loud. But day one he was quiet. Day two he whined a bit. And then day after that he didn't whine again.
Word.
You know damn, saying? Clap it up for that shit. Yeah, that's rare. Great.
Yeah, he just go with the crate, I guess.
Go with the crate.
Go with the crate, yeah.
My shit's still crying, nigga.
Really?
Yeah.
How old? How old?
Hmm?
How old is Tui?
Like four or something? Four human years of being? Yeah, like in the morning, he'll go to bed and shit, but in the morning time, like as soon as he hears like a fucking any sound of life, crying. Damn. And if the crate is like far away, like he's in the crate beside the fucking bed type shit.
Yeah.
No. Which is cool, but.
Damn.
That nigga be up 4 a.m.
No way.
Yeah.
You can't nice that? You can't say no, no?
You got to wake up for that, nigga. I don't want to do that. You got to stand up, walk over, and talk
to
this
dog.
Yeah, that's fair. When, yeah, that's when, like, people are going to start reporting me because I'm throwing a pillow at the crate. I'm throwing it straight, bro.
I've been in the backyard with this guy, like, he like to run around.
Yeah.
So sometimes I, like, accidentally step on him because he running, like, by my feet while I'm, like, walking.
Yeah.
Around, right? Like, I'll do my own little pacing while he's running around, too. Mm. Step on there. I'm like, my neighbors are probably thinking I'm abusing this guy. Because it happened a couple of times.
You got to put your hand outside.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You're
right. Little accident.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no, man.
It's bad, but.
And they stay too close, man.
You got to be in the puppy's life and the beninging.
Yeah.
Like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We started off in L.A., then we moved in. Mm. He has some habits and shit.
Mm.
He's a purse dog.
Fuck is that?
We do things a different way, eh?
Yeah, just treat like a baby and shit. Yeah. First, she's a first-time dog owner, too.
Right.
See him? Mm. So it started off, you know, very... The nigga literally acts like a baby.
Yeah,
he's because it's being picked up like a baby.
Yeah.
He sits around your torso like a baby.
Yeah.
I
was doing that for like a day, maybe 2 days. And then then he started to be bad. So okay, no,
boot camp.
I have to figure this out. You know, I have to.
Yeah.
Now we're on a schedule. Honestly, I scream at this guy all day. I can't even lie.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, you have to learn now, man.
You got
to
see that I'm the one that raises the voice.
Yeah,
here, you know,
you like, say it for sure.
You bark, I bark. You get me. Yeah.
Does a girl look at you scared sometimes when you just?
I wonder, yo. I've wondered that to myself because obviously I think this reflects a little bit in how you'll be as a parents. So before I got the dog, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna gently parent. I'm gonna be a gentle parent. I'm not gonna, you know, we're gonna do this the right way. I'm gonna do things that I wanted as a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm. For the dog.
I can't lie, bro. I text my bro. I say, yo, I'm becoming like our dad. Like
with the dog.
Yeah, with the dog. You know what I'm saying? Like I just my I don't have it in the morning. I don't have it for you, bro. So like in the morning, you need to where I tell you to go and do like da da da. Like if he hears the kibble, he starts going crazy. I'm like, no, I can't have this.
Yeah,
I can't have this. So
compose
like,
yourself.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to start working on that like immediately, bro, to chill that out.
But you just
like,
gotta calm down, man.
You can't do it quiet. You can't do it gently, bro.
Yeah,
so we're waiting.
Tui's waiting. You gotta use cute words though, a firm voice.
Yeah. You're just saying one word over and over again.
Waiting.
Quiet.
Go back. Go back.
You gotta find the key words too.
Yeah.
I don't want to be saying too much of shit.
Just threaten them with timeout.
Yeah.
He knows that works.
For sure.
Yeah, man.
Is the timeout bed the same as where he like sleeps and shit?
No. Okay. Timeout's a dark place, man. Yo, I had to like, honestly, I'm a good parent, man. I'm a good parent.
It's all in the name of love.
Yeah,
100%.
And peace, bro.
100%.
For me, yeah.
My dog knows two things, peace and respect.
Was raised by the mafia, nigga.
When niggas is sleeping, have some respect. Don't bark, bro.
Oh, God.
Peace. When niggas is sleeping, have some respect. Don't bark, bro.
Oh God!
Peace.
Not a respect part.
When niggas is eating,
don't look at me.
Go to your bed. hot from here, bro.
He sees a plate, he goes.
Yeah. Oh, respect. Respect.
That's good. That's good.
Bro,
shit.
You can look at the nigga when you're eating. He'll put his head down and walk away. I respect him trying to just see the flex. Like, thing yo, is,
they love it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, you're eating. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm over here. But you know what I mean? Like, I think because I've had the same thoughts where I have to like defend myself on how I'm speaking to my animal.
Right. No, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? Even to my own brother.
Oh, you had some pushback.
Oh, I had plenty of pushback. I had plenty of pushback on the way I raised my animals.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's Nala and there's Brooklyn. Right. You know what I'm saying? Nala got to get treated a little different.
Oh, mm-hmm. She got the wisdom. She's an aged cat.
Nala, grown lady. You know what I'm saying? Brooklyn, a little kid.
For sure.
You got you gotta be firm, man.
Spit.
You got to be firm.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be firm to get respect. For you. Mm-hmm.
And they love it.
They love it.
They love it. They want that. But they want you to be the alpha, man. They're looking for the alpha, you know?
They do, bro.
They do.
But sometimes a nigga window open. And I'm just laying down a bold voice.
Yeah.
And it comes off harsh, man. Nigga look scared, put on the eyes, just saying you're scaring. I'm like, yeah. Bro, trust me, man.
Nah, trust me.
He always, he used to it. That's why I'm sad, nigga.
Oh, man. Yeah, no. I had him go through it, man. But he came out the mud, man. So now he's great, bro.
Yeah. For sure. And that's a challenge. That's the end of the road that I'm pushing for. You know, when he's.
Yeah.
He's good, you know. He knows what to do. He knows the vibes. He knows the routine. He knows what to do and what not to do. And
for a while, you just sound crazy, just mid conversation, regular voice.
No,
you know what I'm telling you.
No.
Yeah,
I started
basketball.
I started like because I didn't want to repeat these words so often. I started like realizing this tone.
Oh, yeah.
You dig, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, I can just say whatever I want to this nigga, and this he's going to be, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I talk to the nigga, are you crazy? just a slight one.
For sure.
You out of your mind?
You can say anything in that tone.
You fucking
fuck him.
Ears go down further.
You ask your dog, are they crazy? With the tone you'd ask a human. Are you mad? What? See a nigga back up, man. I'll tell you, man. It's just how you talk to him, man. Yeah,
you ever be talking to him so much and they're looking at you with such like focus, like
you know what
I'm
saying.
You just believe they can say a fucking word back. Like they got it in you.
Yeah.
They could one word, nigga.
I've been
saying like yo, you understand me right now.
Isn't there a dog that does there's a dog that
No.
What they did was they got a bunch of those buttons.
Mm-hmm.
You know those buttons that you got? Yeah, and they recorded a lot of like different words.
Yeah.
It was like 30 or 40 buttons.
And he was doing sentences?
And he was doing sentences, yeah.
Like how?
I can't remember what the sentence was, but I think it was like pretty simple stuff like.
I want to go outside.
Yeah, shit like that. Like, I want to go outside.
I need to shoot.
And I was just like pressing different buttons. It was crazy, yeah.
That's a pattern you can remember, you know?
Yeah.
Does he understand that? Oh, that's how you. You know,
but this is the thing, man.
This is how I get treats, nigga.
Yeah,
it's a cold right
red, here. Yellow, green.
I think them niggas are smart, man. I think they understand. Mm-hmm. They understand a lot of shit, man. Because for me, for you to pick up on me saying, "Yo, you need to start shitting outside and not in here," they understand.
Yeah,
because
you could combine words.
Yeah,
peeing outside.
Yeah,
he knows peeing. Yeah. Like no peeing in house. Pee outside.
Yeah.
He knows outside.
Yep.
You're going to think I'm crazy, too, because this nigga understands time.
No, what you mean by that?
He knows at 5 o'clock every time, he'll come up to me and start poking my leg.
Oh, yeah.
He understands this is 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I look at the time, like, it's 5.
Mm-hmm.
There's been many times I say, 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, sleeps, comes back at 6. I'm like, honestly, to the point where I spark and say, I respect it.
Yeah.
I'll go feed you now.
Yeah.
I'll go feed you now. Cause he understands when I say 1 more hour because they throw like a little fit where he'll throw himself on the floor and like roll kid, around man, and shit like a kid.
Yeah.
And then he'll go sleep it off.
Wow.
Wake up, come back, ask for food. I promise you, I can go back now where it's like I'm supposed to feed him, yeah. I'll sit down and nigga will sit at me like, yo, come on, bro. Well, go on. Bro, you're killing me, bro. When it's 8, he'll start tweaking like,
yeah, like a knock on your door.
Yeah. How many times we're in the writer's room and he's just there, like, just not leave my side, oh, like, poking. I'm like, yeah, I gotta go feed the nigga, bro. Mm. He knows, bro.
Yeah. That's
they understand, yeah. So I don't know.
It's a routine, the routine of it, right? Like, they love that.
Yeah, but he understands further. Mm. Certain dogs.
Yeah, 1 hour is crazy. I was gonna say my cat used to wake me up at 7:15 a.m.
They literally know the every time. Day.
Mm-hmm. But like 1 hour is nuts.
Yeah.
I promise you I'll do it as a test.
I'll look 30 minutes. O'clock.
Not 30. I didn't touch that.
One you about 25.
It's not an hour.
How much y'all tip the dog barber?
I haven't gone yet. Well, I got Kaz.
Kaz and shit.
Cut, yeah.
What's acceptable?
I do about like 15. Depending about what the 15? Rate.
That's good. That's a good
I always
rate.
Do the minimum. Whatever the machine gun, the minimum.
Oh, okay. It's a percentage thing?
Yeah.
10%?
Yeah. My thing 15. Is usually if I'm cutting my dog's hair, I'm in a good mood. Because you don't just
cut. Yeah, you get a fun little tie and shit. The tie's for you. The little dress, yeah, that's for you.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, right, my nigga's feeling good. So it's like, it'll be, yeah, I do flat. Like, I don't know. And my lady's so cute, man. She's older girl, cute.
50, mm-hmm. Nigga, damn.
No, nah, but
okay,
like,
okay.
It depends.
10. I throw 5
out. So sometimes she pisses me off, man. Anyways.
It's not what I asked.
Yeah, if I'm not feeling the cut, then yeah, but she wowed me. Right. There it is, man. Hold
sometimes it looks like they just brushed him out.
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
Bro, man. You give him more hair?
I need to get Seiko a cut because he got so much on his paws.
Mm.
Bro, just slip around everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cute though, but you know,
yeah, like the cute clumsy dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, it's going to hurt him.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'll never just voluntarily cut my dog's claws.
No,
bro.
I'm gonna snag a vein.
Yeah, no, I'm a snag.
Yeah, you gotta know when to stop. My algorithm is just dogs right now for obvious reasons. Right? Yeah. So I see like a lot of those videos.
Mm.
It's pretty. Just cut a little bit of time. When you see a little black dot, you stop.
Nah, man. Mm,
you gonna see the red dot?
Yeah.
A little blood.
You're gonna see the fucking fangs come out, man.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I'm not doing that. I don't even like cutting my own nails, man.
I don't like people. Other people cut my nails. Actually, I'm like, you don't know where my skin is. For real.
Shit is that, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they need to cut that out.
I'll never cut a cat. Nigga. You never catch me doing that shit.
Oh no.
Yeah. Cut a clip a cat nail?
No.
Oh, they don't even do that, right?
No, they declaw cats.
Yeah, they
declaw. Oh no,
that's just fucked up.
You can't be doing that.
As a kid, bro, I'm like, what? Because that was more popular back then. Like when I was a kid.
Oh yeah, your cat
like,
just comes home with boxing gloves.
Yeah, man. What the hell?
Fuck.
I'm the cat, man.
I can't wait to snip this nigga.
Oh, that snip. Yeah. Cut that
shit. Oh, that shit. Yeah, cut that shit off.
Yeah, you got to do it. I think it's for the betterment of their life as a pet.
That's different.
You're not an animal.
Declawing a cat is different, though. That's next level, no.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a full-out like operation. You're pulling it out from the root and it's sore and shit for a long time. It's
traumatic. Okay, for that's a little crazy. So maybe just cut it. Just get
a
them
snip
cut.
Is fine because the dog's not even going to realize it tomorrow, bro. Like, he's not going to say, well, my nuts set.
No, he
going to. Yo, they wanted to. Yeah.
Bro, that's when they going to notice it the next day once the drugs were off.
Bro, they're smart. You said
yeah. No, they wanted to. They're going to be like that, but like. Trust me, this nigga. Actually, he's probably at home right now licking them.
Bro, you see him looking for it sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, bro, what are you looking? Oh,
yeah, my fault.
Wait, is it like they actually like lose balls?
Yeah, it's garbage.
It's just straight bro, it's at the store.
Wait,
bro, it's there.
But I haven't seen balls on Seiko.
What?
Yeah, no, they'll so drop.
Maybe I gotta look.
Yeah, let it hit. Spring.
You got a girl.
Yeah.
What? He bought a girl. That's no, a female dog. Okay. He ain't got no nuns.
I haven't seen like you know.
Nah,
like,
yeah, they're going drop. Bro, you never seen just you been at the park. You see just a fucking pit bull just yeah, raw going.
That I've seen. Yeah, bro,
like, serious work. Now. Wait, what the fuck, a dog?
So they just.
I sent you the video of the owner pouring water on his dog.
Oh yeah.
You got sorry. That one?
So okay,
you got that.
Yeah,
one.
They got which them one? Joints, man.
The owner pouring water on his dog's joints.
No, I ain't see that. Which one is that?
For sure.
Yeah, that dog woke up.
Hold on, that one woke up with Christmas.
Yeah, man, but they literally cut it out there in the garbage.
Damn, I didn't. Okay,
yeah, it was literally missing.
But I made a mafia hit on my man, so I called my man to go drop him off.
Nah, I'm gonna drop him off. I'm dropping him off.
Yeah, no, that's personal.
But he be like humping the pillow. I don't like it, bro. He be like humping the pillow and shit.
It's not nice, man. It's not nice.
I don't want to see that shit. Respectfully. Yeah, no.
Wait, hold on. There's a specific one, so it's not it.
Oh, you got multiple results?
Yeah, that's
and
a different one.
Pouring water on their dogs, eh?
Bro, because they be really laying down, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, man. I gotta find this.
I said, if you don't get him snipped, man, we snipped him late, so that nigga definitely knows the difference.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Like, I think it's 6 months.
Yeah, that's the max. That's the cat. That's when you
that's
should.
That's the
do
minimum.
It.
Yeah.
Be oh,
at,
minimum.
They gotta be at least 6 months.
Trying to get him out.
Yeah, dog. By the time summer hits, those are gone still.
Yeah, I wasn't getting the proper search. So I'm like, all right, man, how do I fix my search right here? But I don't want to search. You know you don't want to search certain things because you want your algorithm to say this is what you want.
Yeah, you got to go private.
What you want?
Like, what am I on? So
they send a ping to the local police. Keep an eye on this one.
So I wasn't getting it, but I knew I had to go more direct with my search. The video name is Guy Pours Water on Dog Nuts.
Oh, yeah, this the one. Right?
This the one, though. This one is cruel, bro. At this point,
it's just a little prank, man. A little prank on the dog. It's harmless.
We just having fun, bro.
Bro, it's like toothpaste on the mouth.
Bro, that's the only way to react. Like, across all human life, across bro, all life forms, that's the only way to react, bro. Like, I'm gonna fucking tweak out.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
There's a compilation of this shit.
They got a compilation.
Yeah.
No. That's crazy.
I almost felt it.
I know. I was like, nah, that's crazy.
Yeah, leave them dogs alone, man.
Hey, leave them dogs alone, bro.
Leave them dogs alone.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah, I ain't do this.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do this to my dog, man. I'll snip him, but I won't pour no water on it. That's respect, bro. That's respect and peace. You're crossing them out in the same fucking line.
Dog, nah.
This is.
Oh, my God. That's how you get bit.
That's how you get
that's
bit.
How you get bit. You come to school.
Get bit for real.
Dog teeth in your arms.
Yo. I'll tell you one thing. I'll never, ever, ever, ever let my dog lay in my bed and like sleep like that.
Why?
The nigga's upside down.
He's comfortable.
And I'm sorry, bro. No, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Small dogs, they'll get the pass to go on the bed. I get it. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn's way too big of a dog to be on my bed upside down. And when a dog gets comfortable like that and he's laying on his back, that's because he crossed lines and he knows where he stands in this house now.
Yeah.
Brooklyn's not that comfortable.
Mm.
Nigga gotta act like he...
If you let him.
You feel me?
I bet if you do, let him do it on the air bed, he gonna, like, he gonna go with it.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't lay on his back.
Though. Not like, no, like he's not right solid. Now though, because he's not potty trained. But he's been on the couch.
You gonna, put, couch, you gonna put Seiko on your bed?
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we'll put yo.
Not every night, but yeah, yeah.
A little treat.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. A little Saturday.
I respect that
Saturday.
You know what I'm saying.
Play day
for sure, but. No, yeah. Definitely can't be every day because you don't even sleep right when a dog's in your bed, bro. They be taking up so much goddamn space.
It's cute, man. It's cute. It's cute.
It's cute, yeah, for sure.
I just feel like it's too dirty for me, man. Yeah, like, I just don't like he's rolling around too much.
Fresh out of the shower. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you don't bathe your dog, right? Like you send him away to get.
Yo.
like you don't do it personally.
Hell nah. I hit him with the spray.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I sanitize, but.
You know, with the dog shampoo?
Nah.
Now I'm in there with that. So.
Bro, just send them to the grooms. Because you're not even supposed to be showering them all that often. They have
no, definitely not all often. No.
Yeah, late schedule.
Yeah. So what I need to shower them for, he's going to get it every 6 weeks.
No, it's proper.
That's proper, actually.
Yeah. I'm telling you. He's good.
I mean, I've been sick about 3 times already, but.
Yeah, no, that's too much. Baby shit. Gonna start. Yeah, that's why he has tapeworms.
No, that's not the basement because of the tapeworms.
Sure. That's when you start connecting shit.
We got to do a search. There's nothing like that opportunity of like either you move to a place, a new place, or you get a new dog. It's like an opportunity to be like just customize it. Like, all right, no carpet, no couch. Yo, fuck it, man. Just from the start.
Yeah.
And then, nigga, weeks in, you're just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I'm not there. I honestly.
Brooklyn don't get up on the couch?
Hell no. Not even on the old one, Brie. Shout out that.
That's cat.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
No way to get on there.
Yo. That's cat. Yeah. I've had Brooklyn on the couch.
He does it. Not me. No. People definitely put him there. I'll put it clear.
Yeah.
But he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. He knows what he's because where does he look? He always looks to the stairs and hits you like that.
We're not supposed to be doing this.
It's so true.
You don't want to
take this. Hey, take this one. Take this one.
You don't tell him. Tell him.
Man. Yo, show. He knows what he's doing, man. But nah, I won't have him. And this joint white too. So nah,
new couch,
man. Yeah.
Oh
hey.
Man.
Yeah, man. Cozy done sent your boy a new couch, man. And Jesus Christ,
you built that with your own two hands?
I did. It was super easy to build, man. Let me tell you something. I generally
you dropping a sponsor on me right now?
Nah, honestly, man. Like we about to, but this is just respect. And peace.
Yeah.
You did say from the start.
Bro, it was so easy to set up.
Nice.
They delivered it in boxes. Dog, one thing I hate is just a big box.
Mm.
What am I supposed to do with this?
How yeah, they drop it off with a fucking crane. They're like, all right, here you go. You got it from here.
Dog, I hate a box, man. I hate a box. And I feel like
back a big box.
In the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like back in the 90s, 2000s, like my bro, you ever buy a plasma screen TV or see a nigga like a we used B and R?
Oh yeah. I've seen the big box. Yeah,
I'll be like, bro, how
is
take the
move?
TV apart, bro? I'm telling you, it's just, but I mean,
TV boxes are still big.
Not like that, bro.
Well, they
used to have the wide.
They're not okay. Yeah, true.
It used to be like big, units. Bro, it's a like, unit.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
like, yo,
sure.
Where even when you buy a fridge or something, like I get
give it to in a box,
things, you write everything with a box.
Mm-hmm.
So I just appreciated where we were at or where Cozy was at with boxing because it just came little cubes, man, like Tetris stacked on top of each other.
Oh, nice.
It was so easy to put together, but oh my God, we'll get there. I'll get a little more into that when it's time. Yes, sir. It's comfortable and my dog ain't getting on there, man, because it's white.
Canadian shit. You chose a white couch?
You know what, bruh? When I set it up and I put it down, I said,
it's really white.
Did I say
that's a white? Yeah, I chose a white couch, man, just because it could just go with the feng shui of the place, man.
Yeah. So, it do. Yeah, yeah, it you do. Know? Yeah, you got, yeah.
And man, life is meant to be a little dirty. This. Okay.
And you know what it is, man, truly.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, fuck it, man. You know,
nah, that's real. Dirty. That's real.
That's fire.
You could also take the covers off and wash them, which nice. I'm probably not gonna do.
You should.
Yeah, they say it can. I was like, I'm not gonna do that, man.
I've done it. You ever wash a pillow?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like a couch pillow is what I'm talking about. Yeah, you can
just, couch pillow?
Yeah,
no.
Well, you can just take it off the thing.
That's true.
I ain't never deboned my fucking couch. De-skin my couch. What do they do to fish?
After a while, you just flip it and the other side looks cleaner.
You guys are crazy.
Real deal. It's like it has a press. Different pattern.
Just iron him out, bro. Especially with the Febreze fucking fabric.
Yeah, you saw a commercial, nigga? You saw a commercial? It latches on the dirt and it disappears.
I say it's great for me.
Yeah, all day.
Nah, you guys. Fuck.
Yeah, listen, man.
New couch.
Yeah, it's new, so you good for now.
New couch. I'm going to do it.
Take a time bomb right there.
Yeah. The thing is... You know what I'm saying, bro? It's just,
Life.
Respect. Yeah, please. He's just cornered. There's nowhere else to go. Listen. Nah, man, but I forgot to change the load of my laundry today, like right now.
So damn.
You may be a little cold tonight, brother.
Really?
Oh, man. What else is going on in this world?
What's going on?
Ah, shit.
GTA 6. I'll see that trailer.
Oh, yeah, little baby. Ooh. Don't tell me about this. You're telling me way too early.
Thank you. I felt
the
same
way.
Why
are you bothering me with this? Yeah.
Bro, I was pissed when I seen that.
It just ruined the whole commercial.
It just pissed me off, man.
Yeah, shit. All right, dude.
Honestly, it's like y'all had us waiting already. You could have just waited until it was 2020, end of 2024 to say that.
Nah, I get it, man. I get it.
Nah, explain it to me.
Honestly, I was a little bit surprised when I saw the reactions of like everyone kind of saying, wait, why tell me now? I feel like they run that so often these days.
I'm
like
tired of
movies.
It.
Yeah, I'm definitely tired of it, but yeah. I expected it. Why? I didn't think it was coming out 2024.
Really?
It's too much. You know how big this game is like going to be for them?
Yeah, they're going to run it up on the market.
They're going to, Rockstar? how long has it been? Like, bro, they're gonna 10 years. Milk this shit.
12 years, actually. 12 years.
They're gonna milk this shit. So I was like, it looks good though. It looks good.
Yeah, it looks good. Great.
A lot of people rush their shit. This is like the Frank Ocean of games.
Real deal.
Nigga went away for a minute, say, yo, please come back. And niggas just want them next year because everyone's gonna be here. You know what I mean? But I am enjoying the jokes. I seen this one TikTok nigga saying, me trying to make sure I live until 2025. He's going down the stairs hella slow. It's just funny. But yeah, it didn't really take me by surprise, but it looks good, man. It brought me back to the day where I remember playing the very first Grand Theft Auto. You remember? You were
Vice City?
No. Very first. Was it Vice City?
Grand Theft Auto 1?
I feel like we weren't even in the whip yet. No, you're there. Oh,
the bird's eye view?
Yeah, we're playing it somewhere, and someone was like, yo, this is the very first Grand Theft Auto, and we're playing it, and this is driving straight up. Yeah. I can't remember whose house we're at.
Yeah, it's GTA 1.
But they're like, yo, this is going to be the biggest game, like, when you guys get older. And for whatever reason, it stuck with me, and I was like, bro, I'm just driving. Like but it was kind of addicting, but I just didn't know how it was going to be the biggest one.
Then when I saw Vice City, just that glow, I'm like, oh, nigga, this is my fucking game, bro. Just the way it looked.
Then we got into Vice City. Then we got into San Andreas, and then I was just like, all right, San Andreas is still the best Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I didn't really connect with 4.
Yeah. Still the best?
Yeah.
In what way, though?
I mean, technically not with all the new shit you can do now.
Okay,
but,
so your favorite. Yeah, your favorite. It's,
to me,
it's
like,
the one
that's going to be my favorite. Yeah, like Def Jam. Like, you know,
I respect that, yeah.
I've watched it growing up that time because we did Miami Vice or Vice City. And then San Andreas was like, oh, I'm a nigga now.
Mm-hmm. I'm a nigga,
Dog, that shit was
I didn't know game characters could say this shit.
Facts. Yeah.
Like some gangster shit. It was like the perfect time, too, bro. I was like a fucking top goon.
Goon, bro. I'm
just like, that's my game, nigga. Fucking gangsta ass game.
It's the only shit I play, nigga.
For real.
Flying car cheat, dog. Like, that's all you need to.
Yeah,
like,
the cheats were crazy.
The game made me laugh. And I don't think I got comedy out of games. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real.
And if you did, it was always like.
It was because
like
of
corny
us.
Comedy, you know? Saints Row and shit. Like, Dick. Dildos as well.
Like that
I got some laughs.
I got some laughs.
A couple laughs. But, no, but it was in San Andreas.
Yeah, that was it. But it was the rocket punch. You know what I'm saying? The flying car cheat. It was just like
they don't even have cheats in games no more, do they?
Boring, man.
I hope. I don't know, man. Now it's all mods and all that. But like cheats that you could put into the game was just, it was crazy, bro. What a time.
Yeah, like, cool. Yeah. Man, yeah, it'll be good. Yeah, 2025.
Damn, nigga, before you know it, though, and that's how you know fucking time's flying, nigga, when you're like, oh, damn, San Andreas drops next month, nigga.
What it's true, yeah.
I hope they're building it up nice. Yeah, like, sure it works day of, nigga. I don't want to hear no fucking shit.
Nah, with them, it will. With Rockstar, okay. It will, yeah.
They don't play.
Are you getting a game system?
That will make me, that'll revive my
nice. Gamer. Nice, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, literally. That's why I'm like, oh, fuck, I was ready to have a PS5 next week type shit.
I was about to say, yeah, like, because I feel like you got away with having systems because I'll get the fucking PlayStation.
Yeah, it's in the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's in the crib now. You don't need to do anything. Like, the Switch, you knew I had a Switch, but you got your own Switch, right?
Yeah, even that, I'd be feeling guilty not playing
that. Yeah, but that was fine.
Just run some Mario.
No, that was fine. I feel like the Switch is like a
light purchase.
Yeah, it's like you play it sometimes.
And I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, man, I got the Switch very, very early. I remember, like, it'd go on sale. I feel like it was cheaper back then, like $259.
Hell no, what the fuck?
What'd you pay for your Switch?
I paid.
That was a gift.
Nice. I paid probably $400.
Damn, really?
Yeah, I think I paid $400.
My head was in the twos too.
Right.
Because I remember I sold my iPhone for $350. Yeah. So I paid probably. I probably put a little bit of change on top.
How much is Switch
these days?
Because now they got all that other shit.
They got the OLED shit in.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I felt like Switch was like just a. It was more of a personal console type of thing. I feel like $259 was because you. I feel like you could find the Switch on sale for maybe about $299, bro.
That's still kind of up there.
$350.
Yeah. So I'm saying you get $249 on sale because now
that's the new body.
This the Nintendo Switch. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe bundle.
Okay, yeah.
The bundle.
They always gonna squeeze something in there.
Yeah. Cause you can get $299, $269 right here for the Geek Squad certification, rebifurcation.
That's USD?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there I go.
Damn, bruh.
Yeah.
$199 Nintendo Lite. And that's the thing, man. I remember, was it Game Boy? Nintendo DS. I think it was DS. Nintendo DS.
Yeah.
Don't drop the light version.
They all do that. They all do this shit, man.
Yeah, like don't downgrade my shit and say, all right, bro. So look, you can't put you no want the CDs bitch in here. Yeah, go, like, boy, don't do that.
Because the light is disrespect when you get it.
It feels a little light, right?
I didn't talk to a couple people out of getting that light.
Yeah, don't do it. Just always go.
They got a Switch light.
Yeah,
this one right here. Yeah.
Oh, that's what. Oh, yeah.
And it's so light. You can see how like almost it looks like just a joke.
It looks like a Fisher Price toy.
Yeah, you don't have it.
It doesn't turn off.
That's not a Switch. For real type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But anyways, consoles. Yeah. No, you got to get a PS5, man. I feel like it just looks good in the house too.
It's like a centerpiece and shit.
Yeah, because you can play music off of it. You can watch YouTube off of it. Like. You just still utilize it in some way. And it's just, man, PlayStation. Remember when you walked into someone's crib and they had a PlayStation 3?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a small fridge.
I was like, yeah.
It was like futuristic, man.
That is like a small fridge.
Yeah.
It literally reminded me of a little freezer.
Yeah. Now I'm talking the first one, too. The black mat.
The hibachi grill.
Yeah, the big ass one with the chrome on it, right?
Yeah, the chrome bat, the turtle bat. Yeah, that one. Because when you see that shit shining...
Oh, man, we saw the Xbox One, the first Xbox. Bro, I thought we were in the future. I'm like, this is it, nigga.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Fusion Frenzy, still number one game in my books.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll run it up on there.
Isn't that coming on a disc with like two or three other games on it?
Bunch of little party games.
But you can buy the full one.
Really? I never did that.
Yeah.
It's probably I think it is a greatest hits, like an Xbox greatest hits. The silver. Yeah.
They redid it. They redid it, and it's not. It's like the same thing, but just better graphics. But they redid it for. I think it's still on Xbox, so you can play it on Xbox One.
Oh really? Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Because I looked into it, man. It's such a good game, man. Fuck, man. I feel like no one really goes to anyone's house anymore to sit down, connect control, and play games.
Since we talking games, I'm gonna send y'all this.
Yeah.
You see.
Yeah.
Like. The last little wave we had of that was Call of Duty coming to the house playing like 4-on-4, and then it was like Smash Bros because Switch brought it back. Like,
I think it depends on the household. I know some extreme gamers.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't play Mario Kart?
Yeah,
Mario Kart was my first. Like,
oh yeah,
we were running up,
not for the Switch. I mean, like N64.
No, I never had a Switch.
Oh, it was a Genesis house,
man. Genesis house, bro.
Take a look at that.
First game you're playing. Oh, you're fucking me up, man, because my favorites.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn. Okay, San Andreas, boom, Schmackdown, Street Ball.
Bulletproof.
Bulletproof was a good game. Spyro, Mortal Kombat. Def Jam, Fight for New York, True Crime,
True Crime, Streets of L.A.
Oh yeah,
Streets of L.A. Sonic Heroes,
State of Emergency. Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
It was like another True Crime type shit. Shoot,
yeah.
Honestly, am I playing first?
Fight
right
for
now?
New York.
Yeah. Which one are you playing first?
I'm playing Fight for New York.
Yeah, I think I said the same thing.
It depends on if I'm Dolo. I'm playing.
You're Dolo. You're Dolo.
I'm Dolo. Zoom out for me, big dog.
Man, I might hit that Tony Hawk, man.
Nice. For real?
Skater too.
What are you going through? That's a certain day where I'm going through some shit and I just need to skate. That's the most pain away. Yeah, bro. That's the most like in touch.
Some good wrestling games there too, man.
Yeah, but that's now I gotta be with a crew.
You gotta be
with
a crew, yeah.
Like San Andreas, I'll play alone. Def Jam, I'll play if I'm with like a couple people where you go on rotation.
Bitch alone, for real.
Smart versus Capcom. We'll play with our cousin a lot.
Street Volume 2?
Yeah, that was
I could sit there all day and play Street Volume 2.
Yo, for real, man.
I'm not going to lie.
I don't even care how high they're jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With it. Yeah.
Nah.
Bulletproof, man. Man, I remember when they dropped the trailer for Bulletproof. And like I saw the graphics, I'm like, yo, this is it, bro.
Yep. We're in the
and then you get the game.
You're like, what is this?
50's like fucking.
It's still good, though. It's still good.
Yeah, it was 50. It was 50. It was 50. So like, all right, all right. I even remember him specifically doing the interviews. Like, yeah, the trailer was crazy, but like the game don't look like it. I don't know exactly what he said, but even he was like, oh, he had the same thing. Like, okay, we had the same page.
Because he made it seem like that. That was like, I feel like that was before. Like,
why are you showing me this trailer? And like, this is just a made up rendered thing.
I hated it.
They still do it.
It got me amped, though. I'm not gonna lie.
They
did it with goddamn Modern Warfare 3. Warzone, literally yesterday,
really?
2 days ago.
Yeah.
Nigga had to say, not actual game footage. Yeah.
Why are you showing me this?
Yeah.
Because it's like, bro, it was the biggest letdown as a game, as a kid.
Yeah.
Even when they show like 3D trailers for like 2D games.
Oh, that's
you know what I mean? As a kid, I'm like, wait,
Final Fantasy or something? Bro, like,
just flat, nigga. I'm like, bro, this is the worst.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Bro, I remember, because you wouldn't even see trailers. Bruh, you wouldn't even see trailers of games.
It'd be like 2 seconds of shit. Nigga, we'll take 2 steps. Like, all right, like, what was this game? There's another racing game. You'd race, but you'd be shooting at people. It was like racing.
Oh, drive.
No, not Road Rash. No.
Twisted Metal?
For PS2. What was it?
Twisted Metal?
No, he's talking
not
about,
Twisted. I remember Twisted
he's talking
Metal
about
too.
Outlaws or 1-2-3
the nigga kept
homicide.
Saying, yo,
I could,
yeah, exactly. One, two, three, yeah, what was it? 187 Homicide?
Yeah.
No,
187 Hot or Ride or Die. Ride or Die, right?
I just remember
ride,
a nigga
ride,
kept
ride.
Saying, about to get your wig pushed back.
Yeah.
PS2.
That was my
what was it?
Ride or Die. I think like Ride or Die.
I think that's a $2 song.
Oh.
It's on PS2.
No,
oh, yeah.
187 Ride or Die, bro.
For PS2.
That game was fucking hard.
Bro, you just race and blast at the same time. Yeah, just mixing two genres.
Yeah.
Bro, look at this.
Yeah, and I went pushed.
Oh, yeah, because 187 is a drive-by, right?
Yeah.
So you're racing and doing drive-bys at the same time.
Nice.
Nah, that game was fun, bro.
Wasn't it like a two-player?
Yeah. They're
like one guy blasts, another one.
You could. Or you could switch and be the blaster, and then you get the power-ups. Yeah, man.
That looks fire.
But... yeah, back in the day, bro, you didn't have trailers. So, like, now we have all these trailers to look at and say, yeah, this is a game I want to play.
We had commercials.
We had commercials, but you had to catch the commercials.
Yeah.
Or if you're early enough, you're on YouTube. But more times, you would just go to the store, look at the back of the
back
case.
Back of the case, yeah.
And then say, yeah, this is me.
This is what I need, yeah.
Bro, I remember one time I went to Rogers to rent, it wasn't Doom. Was that a scary game? It was, it was like a new scary.
Turok?
No. I'll figure it out, but I remember.
Silent Hill?
Alone in the Dark was kind of scary. No, it wasn't Silent Hill. It was like a alien blasting game, and I remember I went to go rent it.
Alien blasting game?
Like you're blasting aliens.
Oh, okay.
But I remember I rented it, and I remember like, yo, Rogers, if you're under the age, you couldn't rent the scary games, the R games, the shooter games. Mm. Like you need your dukes there.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you would go there, and you would get a cool guy that was young. So I'm like, oh, bro, you in high school. You really
yeah.
like
yeah.
You know, you're
like, oh, you're chill, dude. Yeah, like, you're like, chill. Oh, he's good.
So I got lucky, man, and this guy let me fuck, I gotta get the name, but he let me rent out this game. I'm gonna say Doom because it was on the same
level as
Doom. You remember it? You were with me. We went home.
I remember Doom. I don't remember playing it myself, but
we went home. It was like on the level of Doom, like scary type shit.
Duke Nukem?
No. So we went home. He lets me rent the game on fucking amp because I finally get through. You get through pain and shit. You're like, nigga, they actually got no idea. I got it. Go home and I play the game. It's scary as fuck. I turn it off. But the game was like, Ryan was excited for it. So I tell Ryan, I'm like, yo, I got the fucking game. It was scary. So I returned it and got something else.
Oh.
Remember that. The nigga made me go back to Rogers to get the same game. I'm like, yo, okay. So I lied. I said it was scary, but it's not that scary. So can I have it back?
Oh, you're chill. Last time, though.
But I fucking forgot the name.
I wish we could figure out what game
it wasn't. Doom?
I don't think it was Doom, man. No.
Honestly, Doom, like, at the right age was pretty scary.
Yeah.
You know a video game make you turn on the light?
Yeah.
Resident Evil.
I can't do it.
Pause lights, nigga. They literally fucking scares the controller out of your hands.
You know how many times I tried with Resident Evil, bro?
Resident Evil, yeah, like, no. Growing up? That one's actually scary, man. Yeah,
I played a game standing.
No, it wasn't. Nah. Yeah, I was trying to find it, man, but that shit was scary. Maybe go back and get it.
Where is in your opinion, is Warzone back?
I haven't even really got time to play, but I've been watching like streams and shit. It looks all right. It looks all right, but man, ain't going back ever, man.
Oh, that's how you feel. Yeah, I respect it.
It's kind of sad, man.
I respect it.
Such is life, man.
But that's the thing, though. That's the thing. Like, it's like the alignment of everything that makes something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't
recreate that. They kind of did with the Fortnite shit, though. The Fortnite OG shit.
Yeah,
because they reverted
that was
the
recent.
Game.
That was recent.
Yeah, and honestly, I played it and I had fun, bro.
What did they do with it? What's it do?
I think they're bringing
it back.
Right?
Like, they reverted it back to how it used to be. So, like, all the guns, all the map, all that shit. Because this is stuff that they change over time, right?
Yeah.
So just revert everything back and... Yeah, man, it's a good time.
Yeah, I think half of it is just the nostalgia.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, with San Andreas, the best Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. And like in my mind, it was easy to say yes, but like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Obviously, the ones after that got more.
Yeah, more advanced.
Because a lot of times, like, I feel like people don't really appreciate things that, like, while it's going on, which is like, so you don't really like know what's going on. You're just kind of in the moment and you're there and you know what I mean? Almost take things for granted. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, easily.
So now it's like when it's gone, we're like, oh, we want that back. We want that back. But man, at the end of the day, we want so much, man, because I can learn to appreciate the game that we have here, like, and just understand, all right, that's not coming back. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Because we had our time, man. COVID. Yeah. Warzone was so much fun, man. Like, we had a blast on it. They're bringing back the map in March, so maybe
honestly,
that brings it back.
I think that's what keeps me, like, interested in Warzone, even though I know, like, I just don't like it anymore. It's just that time in COVID when we were all playing. It just keeps me like, hey, they're about to drop this new thing. Let me try it. Like, but I've been disappointed, like, multiple times at this point now. Like, it's just not for me anymore. I think the time has just passed. Like, everything's on the line anymore, and it'll never be, and I have to just let it go.
Yeah, man. My thing is, man, fuck, like, I just love games so much.
No, I hear that.
I love games so much. There's certain things like Call of Duty, I don't want to give it up, man. But this one, I can learn how to have some fun on it. But because you need a little, like, I don't know. Because I'm not playing as much games as I once did.
No, yeah,
like,
I'm not.
Like,
yeah.
I remember Fable. I can't, this game looked so hard when it came out for Xbox.
Just and the cover, nigga.
The cover level was cold.
That was an amazing game.
But, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But they had so many games like this, and I'm like, bro, I'm really only playing one. And then, like, when I'm mad at it, I put it away type shit.
Were you ever NBA Live?
Yeah.
Bro, I was on the fuck NBA Live heavy,
yes,
man.
Yes.
I was on that team.
I was on 18, 19.
Mm-mm. Oh, that recent?
Yeah.
Damn.
I was on 18, 19.
They just gave up, right?
Yeah. They gave up, and then they tried again with 18, 19. I guess they fell short. Like, it wasn't a bad game at all, but it definitely wasn't better than 2K. So they just gave up again. 2K's now been running it for like 4 years, 5 years now.
That's kind of crazy. Like, once you kind of give that up, because no one can really compete with 2K now.
It's hard, man. And honestly, when you look at 2K, bro, they do a lot in that fucking video game, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not just playing basketball no more.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot, life. Bro. So it's like, it's hard to compete with that.
I do remember, though, the Xbox Kinect. And I remember thinking, like, that shit was about to be the future, bro.
Yeah, but it was sus because it was always on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't. Mm.
Yeah, it had to be always on. That's why a lot of people didn't fuck with it.
Yeah.
Threw a sock on that shit.
Yeah, but it wasn't that revolutionary, bro. I feel like even with the Wii, too, like, that's what Nintendo do. They sell you this, like, this idea.
Yeah, the new way to game.
Yeah.
It had me with those stupid fucking tiny controller.
After you're standing there like this.
Bro, we was fun though. I'm not going to lie. We had some joints for sure.
We was fun. Nintendo
Nintendo
was just a fun group of people.
They're cute. Yeah. Top of the charts for being cute.
Yeah. Oh, they're so cute. They're adorable, man.
Nice little sounds and shit.
I feel like everyone at Nintendo, like, they all live in the houses. You know the YouTube channel, A Tiny Space? Yeah. Or No Space Too Tiny?
Tiny Apartment.
Everything in there is cute, packed away neatly. Like, it's just, you're organized, yeah, man. Nintendo gives me that vibe, man. PlayStation, you're going to have a little bit of a futuristic house.
Hard ass.
Yeah, hard ass fucking Mustang.
I miss like the old marketing of like PlayStation, like PS1 even.
Oh man.
Like I think Twisted Metal, you said? Yeah, Twisted Metal was big back then. Spiral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does Xbox bring? What kind of vibes? Who's an Xbox guy?
Xbox to me was always like shooters, like futuristic shooters and sports games.
Yeah.
That's what I found. I remember the rumor back in the day was like sports games look better on Xbox, like graphically they look better.
Niggas just say shit, man.
But I was they got me with that one. I was like, yeah, it does.
I'm not gonna lie, round three was looking fucking
crazy, looking
on Xbox. Because I'm trying to, like, back then you were really able to like set aside what you got from PlayStation versus Xbox. And I remember I'm like, all right, I'm kind of giving up graphics on PlayStation, but it just ran better. Like, the game to me ran better.
It was a better game.
You know what I mean? Like,
the controller too, man.
Play the controller. Everything about the experience on Sony was just cleaner. Like, something was cleaner to me about it. Xbox felt a little bulkier. Like, I'm about, like, I got a cheese pizza coming to the crib.
Because American made.
PlayStation felt like I had, like, literally sushi on the way, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's, racism. Oh, yeah. Huh? Stereotypes and shit.
Oh. No, I felt I just felt cool with it, you know what I mean? But
some more elegant experience.
In the future, I felt like, you know what I mean?
I miss a good racing game, man.
Yeah, they don't make them like that anymore, man. I tried the last Need for Speed. Just don't hit. Don't stick.
Yeah. You ain't got the need no more.
Yeah.
They still making skating games and shit?
I think they
they're working on a new skate.
About to, right?
Yeah. New Tony?
No. Tony don't. So, well, Tony dropped the remaster
of
1 and 2 a couple years ago. Maybe like 2 years ago.
Tony...
It's a good game.
Yeah, he raking it in.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
A little double dip.
He flipping.
He double dipped and he hit again. It's a good leftover, for sure.
Matt Hoffman, what's he up to?
I didn't even know.
Hope he good, man.
Did he pass?
Oh, shit, nigga.
Damn, let me hit Google, man. Matt Hoffman?
Did he pass away? Or was that Bam? No, I think that was Bam. Bam Margera passed
away. Oh, yeah, no. Matt Hoffman is chilling, bro.
Man.
I never played any of those games. Y'all played his game?
Oh. Yeah, Matt Hoffman Pro BMX.
Yeah, I never played it.
Young. Oh my god,
I never played it.
I don't even remember if we had the full game or it was just the demo we used to run. Shit out of.
You're lucky I don't get this back and run this,
bro. It's just Tony Hawk for bikes.
And I knew how to ride a bike, so
get on your computer.
Oh, I bet you better get on your phone right now. I never seen this nigga out of PS1 graphics.
Yeah,
it's kind of a trip. They got the chin right.
Yeah, they did.
This is funny because this looks just like Tony Hawk.
You got a PS1 chin. Who? Matt?
Yeah. Matt Hoffman's game is just Tony Hawk with bikes.
Bro, literally. Bro.
They even had like pro surfer and shit. I'm like, all right.
But it was just, this nigga was just so cold on a BMX. He made me want a BMX so bad as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always choose the nigga. I'm always looking for the black.
Yeah.
I remember specifically in Matt Hoffman.
There's one nigga in this one.
I don't even remember his name and shit.
Yeah.
Someone was Kareem.
He was like,
Kareem was in the Tony Hawk.
It's Tony Hawk?
Yeah.
Tall, right?
Yeah. Your name is Matt Hoffman? Bro, you got to do something, man.
Yeah, get on a bike. It just sounds like a bike name.
Yeah. You got to do something.
Kareem Campbell.
Kareem Campbell, yeah.
Campbell.
Yeah, you ever feel guilty hitting up Wikipedia and they hit you with the, hey, do not scroll past this. Please, nigga. We're a freezer. When was this? Macaulay Culkin born, nigga? Oh, okay. All right.
Y'all know Macaulay Culkin and London Tipton together?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I knew that.
It was a little childhood collabo.
Yeah, and they got a child for real.
Oh, for real?
I think so. I mean, it'd be
Brenda Song is her name.
Yeah, Brenda Song.
Y'all watch that new Netflix Blue Eyed Samurai?
With Life with Raven?
No. Blue Eyed Samurai. Honestly, I think you guys would both like it.
Blue Eyed Samurai?
Blue Eyed Samurai. Brenda Song is the voice actor and one of the characters on that.
Cartoon,
it's like a
anime vibes,
but it's not animated. Like it's not animated like anime. It's like animated like a little bit 3D-ish kind of vibe. But it's dope. It's really well done. Like super fire. Probably one of the best shows this year, to be honest.
Golly.
Yeah. Netflix be having the meters, man. I can't get rid of that shit. You know they charge me $20 now.
Are they?
$18.99 a month.
For real. When? I bet you could just search Netflix in your email and you see all the fucking price raising.
You can do it on the website. They got your, you go into your account, you'll see payment history.
You just scroll down to the good old days, nigga.
See what I used to pay like $7, $8.
Honestly,
bro, they just tell you that's the new price and like, that's it.
Here, leave it.
Hey, we're raising up our price.
Yeah.
See ya.
But you know what? Fuck, man.
Let me hit accept.
Yeah.
Give me a button.
Yeah. I don't even, like, I remember the days when you have to get, like, you know, you put a DVD in and you're not feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
You already sat down and you're just like, man, just let that shit spin.
Play,
yeah.
Let that shit spin, bro. Netflix, I'd be like, oh.
Hell no.
What are we doing again? Roll another one. Because it's like, I don't know, man. You're paying for convenience, man. All my movies are here. Like, all right.
But let me ask you.
You only Netflix?
Think. Mm-mm. Is it Prime? Okay, it's not Prime. It's one of them, but they Disney run commercials, book. But it's cheaper.
Oh, Hulu.
Would you take that?
Hulu does it.
Commercials, but cheaper?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I think I would.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I would.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's $14.99.
But they're going to raise the price of the cheaper one still.
Eventually, yeah. They're probably gonna
I can't remember which one it was, but they're like, no ads. This is how much it is every month. All right, shit, we're going to run some ads. All right, listen, nigga, it's just going to be ads. And it is what it is. And it costs money too, nigga. And that's it.
We trying to figure it out.
like, I don't tell you, nigga.
Yeah, man, them folks going to tap your pockets, man. Because right now I got the Disney bundle. And it comes with ESPN. They're going to get you
a bundle. Come with a shirt.
It comes with ESPN and Hulu.
So you watching sports.
So, yeah, because I wanted to watch sports.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, all right, it's like $10.99 for just ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, man, I'm watching so much basketball. Because, you know, they call me Batman.
Yeah.
I got to do my stat checks.
Yeah, homework.
Research. It's work.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So ESPN said they got me for 10.
Mm.
And then I see Disney knocking on the other tab saying, listen, man, come over here. $4 more. I got you at Disney Plus and Hulu.
Yeah.
All under one bundle.
That's only $4 more for the rest
of my
life.
Pretty good, man. Yeah.
But if I want no ads, $29.99.
Oh.
I said give me the 14.
Yeah.
I'll watch a couple. Yeah. Hit a mute. Yeah. Think about life and shit.
Go warm up my sausages and shit. What the hell? I love a good break.
Yeah.
A little intermission.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, man.
Definitely.
But they got me in that bundle pack right now, but I definitely have a date to cancel.
Y'all know about NBA League Pass?
Yeah, of course.
Let me show you how teeth these guys are. NBA League Pass only gives you the regular season. You don't get playoffs with NBA League Pass.
What?
How fucking crazy
is that? No. Let's look at this from a business perspective. They don't own the rights or the license to it because ABC buys the playoffs.
I'm sure it's still NBA.
NBA, though. Them niggas.
They bought it.
We are the NBA.
We're ABC and we want it.
How much?
Nah, YouTube had the playoffs last year, right?
They paid that check, huh?
YouTube and NBA have a partnership.
Okay. But you don't get League Pass on? Like, what if you still want that?
Nope. You can just check the score. You can just check the score. Yeah. And you can't watch your home games on NBA League Pass.
Yeah, some of them. You can't watch Brooklyn Nets games.
But with NordVPN, you can watch the goddamn Penguins. You get me? But yeah, no, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Weird. But yeah, I had the same thing because I bought the ESPN thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's one thing. That will make me contact customer service.
A little fine print.
I'm trying to watch a game. It says, oh, you can stream this on ESPN Plus. I said, fuck. Okay, fine. Get sign ESPN up. Plus. I'm an ESPN Plus member.
No.
I go to click the game. They say, whoa.
Actually, not this one.
y'all be a plus this one. Yeah.
And oh, this.
I didn't know what you wanted. This
come on,
one.
Man. It's LeBron. He playing.
I find out ABC has the right stats. I'm like, bro, don't promote this game on your streaming service.
Yeah, that'll piss me off.
And ABC screaming it.
Yeah.
So you got to be an ABC member.
Yeah, Jermaine. It's like,
you just want to go back to TV, nigga. Just one bowl, nigga. Just, all right, what's the fucking price, nigga, to watch everything in the world?
Put it down, man.
And just one, nigga. Fuck.
Yeah.
How I signed into Spectrum and they're saying, oh, you're not an Ultra Spectrum member.
I'm what like, do you mean?
How many times you want to put the middle finger to my face, bro?
Everybody got a plus, Ultra. They talk down in you a certain way.
Yeah.
When you're trying to watch a piece of content. No, nigga. Hey, this is for, you know what I mean? Real ballers, man. This ain't for you.
Yeah.
Because it does feel good once you, like, you know what I mean? The transaction goes through. Now I'm a plus member.
Yeah. I'm a plus member.
You tell me I'm platinum, nigga? Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's like, all right, it's not so bad.
What the fuck? Yeah, nigga. Anywhere you go, bro, if I'm at Wonderland and I have the express pass,
I feel
bro,
good.
I look at the line and say, oh, no, we good. Look, come on, the line's packing up. Go ahead. Plus member. Kudo, nigga. Anyone that you're a member program.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A, I feel crazy. Oh, no, Chick-fil-A Plus? I got points, yo.
Bink. Y'all know me, yeah.
Yeah, Trey. Still fuck up my order?
Let me ask y'all a question before we get up out of here. I can't remember where I saw it. It was on a podcast, on another podcast. I can't remember. But he asked the guy, 100K or flip a coin for $10
million? 100.
100?
100.
I love a good instant wire hit.
So 100K instant wire, or you flip a coin for 50 million?
Oh, 50 mil.
50 mil.
You just upped it.
No,
he
I didn't.
You said 10.
The price
all right, same shit. Said, 10 mil. My fault. 10 mil.
Because there's still a 50% chance I'm going home with nothing.
Yeah. But then, because 100K, was it?
Well,
that disappears. That's going to slip through your hands. Like sand.
100 is going to slip through my hands. But
yeah, it's going to go quick. It's not, no money like this.
But to kick unless rocks after a bad coin flip?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
I could have had 100 bands, nigga.
And if the niggas, if anyone offered me a 50 million, is probably a jester of some sort that would slip the coin. No, he gonna change the coin.
This is a hypothetical, bro. I didn't set the hypothetical. Don't worry about all that other shit.
We got paid out.
Sorry, man. Sorry. PTSD. I've been bamboozled at fucking at the Toronto the Expo, not the Expo.
Oh, yeah,
CNE.
Yeah,
the CNE, man. Them niggas done took too much of my coins.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'll take the 100 band, buy a little crib in Halifax, and
just let that go off. Wow.
Yeah, because 50 is kind of, bro, I'll just be upset, man, because, you know, Batman, you put it all on the last
one.
Yeah, I'll be tempted to touch that 100 Bandaruni pack.
Yeah.
I'm flipping.
Yeah, it depends on my mood, man. Today, I feel like I'm feeling, I'll grab that 100.
Flipping, bro. 50%. Yeah. 50% chance for
that's
me
a,
to
that's
get,
a good chance.
That's a good chance.
Yeah.
I done bet for less. Yeah, I done gamble 100%. For less, gang. So I'll take that chance for sure. Cause that hit is one where it's me or them.
That's almost too easy, though. To win that much that easy, I just hit like break my brain real quick.
Right.
This isn't real, nigga.
Right. Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
What's funny is, like, you know, if you guys are watching Squid Games,
yeah, I'm checking the real episodes. One? Yeah.
Is it good?
It's good. Whenever you put niggas together and say, look, there's money here, they're going to act the fool. Niggas, people are going to act the fool. Like,
yeah,
you know what
they
mean?
Make you look at the money adding up. Yeah. Like the movie and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
So, like, look, niggas, you.
Even Flavor of Love, man, like, you let them girls act, like, this is the end goal here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to act the fool.
Flavor of Love.
Because they want money out of that too, right?
No, it's just Flav, man. Well, technically, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what? Now, let me respect Flavor Flav, man. Let me respect Flav.
That's real, dude. I mean, come on. Like, we all knew.
Mm-hmm.
We all knew what
tight
it was.
Tight shit. But
right. Rachel,
my point is, when niggas, when they see money,
mm-hmm.
I forgot how I was going with that.
It's okay. It's okay, baby.
It was a great point, man. When they see money, it's they're going to do, okay, here it is. That's what I was going with it.
Otherworldly things.
You know when sometimes you're on a show and, like, someone thinks it's, like, reverse psychology or something? Mm-hmm. So they think, like, okay, if you're asking me, do I take the notable thing and just take the 100 racks and go, or do I flip a coin for more? Some will argue that it's greed if you go for that when, like, mm-hmm. there's, like, you know, the tortoise race shit like that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
bunny
saying,
and tortoise.
Yeah.
Like, there's rules
greedy
to
go for the 10 mil.
Because there's 100 right there for you. So I'm saying that sometimes... Mm. Like, there'll be a nigga that'll be like, oh, no, I just take the 100, bro. And think it's a test. Think he's about to get more because he's going for that.
Mm-hmm. Then I put the coin in front of you.
Because he's seen the nigga do it on Squid Games. He's just like, you guys got to help everyone. Spit on their cookie. Like, get them out of the, whatever. Sorry, spoiler. And I'm just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The world is cruel, bro. Yeah,
I'm in for the hit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, sometimes niggas be thinking, oh, go do this, do the right thing. And it's just like, it's funny enough, you know when it's the right time to do the right thing. You feel me?
All day.
You feel me? Okay. If you say flip a coin, yeah, I may get to flipping. Mm. There's no notable thing about taking 100 racks right there, but Squid Games, that nigga did it, and it was kind of funny. He was trying to be heroic, and it was just, all right, bro. You got to
nigga kick what out. Was that episode where he's like, I got to be the leader?
Mm-hmm.
That, oh, yeah.
He's trying to tell
it's all about love.
Yeah.
being good. Like, this nigga wasn't ready for this. Like, yeah, I don't know, man. I have to look at my leader sideways. But end of the day, is every man for himself. Nigga, ain't no fucking you. We know, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If it was real, we'd all be in there like, all right, nigga, listen. Mm-hmm. If we win, let's split it. We all good, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you're my friend, nigga.
Yeah.
But if I win, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
You're not getting in.
That's why it's kind of funny when they're all in there saying, oh, my God, I love you. We got to sit together. I'm like, bro, why are y'all crying?
Dude, what they're really saying is, nigga, help me.
Yeah.
Please.
Help me. I'm flipping.
I'm flipping. Yeah.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to, man.
Y'all at home, let us know. You flipping?
Yeah.
I'm taking a little 100 Bandaroonie pack, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all let us know, man.
Yeah.
Sheldon, you dropped some videos off, man.
Oh, I sure did.
Can't play.
Is that Zendaya?
No.
Why are they so stressed? Kind of flowing.
Yeah.
Oh. It's just that they're little kids.
Fail sign.
Yeah, man.
The memes from this are crazy, bro. I definitely did some cringy shit as a kid for sure.
Yeah, I definitely rolled my eyes backwards and said golf wang.
Yeah, I saw you veer off, man. Like, nah, that's not our calling.
Yeah, so I'll come back in a little bit.
Tyler, creator pack hit.
That gobbler shit.
It was a compelling group, man. Yo,
if that pick exists, please.
Nah.
It's somewhere on the internet. Somewhere in the depths. If you really look.
Bro.
My man was in the mirror, eyes rolled back. Only the whites of his eyes. And fucking did... Rock a fucking the Pharrell joint, by the way.
I told you, golf wang. Bro.
Posted in my Instagram.
Oh. Hey, I was on IG early, bro.
You was just trying some shit out.
I was just trying it out, bro. Sometimes you gotta live, bro.
Oh, man.
I really said golf wang or die.
You let that shit what sit was it, on the net OFTG? For a minute, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely told a couple people Taylor Gang or die.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The golf wing was crazy. I definitely said Weezy F baby and the F is for fuck you.
YMCMB.
I definitely said CMB.
I bang my G unit for sure.
Oh yeah.
I'm like bang.
Definitely.
Bang D block a couple times.
Man, the golf thing was crazy, but yeah,
that is funny, man.
Yeah, sorry,
that's funny. The furthest from yourself you've ever been.
Yeah,
like if your life was a swerve, and like that would be like one of the ones where you're like, oh,
the graph.
I read there, red lined. for sure. Because the thing is, if dad walked down the stairs at that point, I would have fucking dropped my phone. Blinked hard? Yep.
Yo, man. That's hilarious.
All day.
Yeah. I want my brothers living in a better place.
I'm telling you, she was fun.
She got one.
Where are the parents?
Dude,
these kids are stressing the hell out.
Like. And they look good outside too, man.
Amen. You know what it is, man. This has been the Random Order Show, episode 160.
Yeah.
Woo. All day, man. Very wholesome time. Listen, y'all know what y'all need to do to push the Random Order agenda, man. Bang that little like button, man. Leave a red hot, wholesome review. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Jump in them comments, man. All day.
You know when you drink water and the water drop, go straight down your shirt? Like symmetry? Yeah,
you feel childish.
Bro, I feel so childish.
Bro. Randomorder.org, man. Actually, yeah, don't go there yet. It's under construction. Yeah. We got some red hot. We got some. Yeah. It's going down, man. Merch.
Yeah.
Doing it right.
Yeah.
Coming back heavy. Better play.
Yeah. This time.
You know what I mean? Amen. Amen. Yeah. Y'all got to leave with none.
I want my girl to live in a better place.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.